games ago, man. They had us for dead, right?
Dead, yes.
Dave Steele!
Yeah! Yeah!
Never easy though. Never easy this time of year, man. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy this moment. Take time tonight. Be safe. Enjoy this moment. You guys worked hard for this.
Yep.
Worked really hard, man. I'm super proud of you guys. New season.
Yep.
Four game season.
Why not us?
Four game season.
Why not us?
One game at a time. We'll know more tonight. Right? We don't know much now. Pay attention to your teamworks. We'll know more tonight after the game in terms of who we play and when we play. Right? Stay humble and confident.
Yeah.
Good blend. Humble and confident.
Bring it up. Bring it up tight. Bring it up tight. Bring it up tight. First off, Victory Monday tomorrow. Got that out of the way. Hey, hey. Don't take this for granted, man. This ain't easy. We worked our ass off for this.
Yep.
But all it's given us is an opportunity to do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We got way more.
Mm-hmm.
Way more. Love y'all. Win on day 1, 2, 3!
Win!
Finding a way every week. That was the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. No overthinking, right? Go play some ball. Go play some football.
Exciting time to be a Buffalo Bill and a fan of the Buffalo Bills.
Welcome into a playoff edition of the Sean McDermott Show, presented by Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. I'm Steve Tasker, and I'm pleased to be joined by Sean McDermott. Coach, you won your second straight AFC East title with the win over the Jets. How does this year's division championship compare to last year's?
Well, it does, but our route in getting there was different this year than it was last season. So they're all special. You know, I'll put them both in the same category, but this one was maybe just a little bit of a different path on the way to getting there.
This season, your offense ranked in the top five in total yards and in total points per game. And on the other side of the ball, your defense ranked number one in total yards allowed and points allowed. How did your team's performance stack up with what you expected them coming into this year? Could you have expected this?
Well, that's hard to do, to be as balanced, call it, as you said. And, you know, stats are important, and they're a gauge or a guide for us as to where we're at and how we're performing. But I think the wins and losses are the most important stat. You know, we learned some things throughout the course of the season, even when we were playing well, when we weren't getting the wins, that we needed to do better. And that's some of what we're trying to apply down the stretch.
After signing this record-setting contract in the offseason, Josh Allen lives up to those expectations. He finishes the season with 42 total touchdowns, 36 through the air, 6 more on the ground. He had his second straight 4,000-yard season, becomes the first player in NFL history with 4,000 yards passing and 750 yards rushing in one season. How impressed are you with the way he followed up his record-setting year of a year ago to another MVP-caliber season?
Yeah, very impressed, Steve, and he's done a phenomenal job through the course of the regular season. He's done an incredible job down the stretch from a leadership standpoint. He continues to grow in that area, which is key for us and our football team, and continues to put our team in a position to win every week.
Yeah, and just like last year, Steph Diggs was your leading receiver. Had another 100-catch season, had over 1,200 yards, set a career high with 10 touchdowns after catching this last one in Week 18 against the Jets. Looking back on that trade with Minnesota, and now that he's a team captain, how big of an addition has Steph Diggs been to your team, both on the field and outside the lines?
Yeah, that too has been fun to watch. You know, not knowing Steph before we traded for him and the move that Brandon made there, and, you know, the relationship that he's formed here with the players in the locker room, staff around the locker room, and then the community of Western New York here has been fun to watch.
And Devin Singletary had another great game against the Jets. He had 112 total yards, 88 rushing, 24 receiving, 2 total touchdowns. How has his role in your offense evolved as this season has wound up?
Oh, super proud of Devin and the role that he's played and how that's increased over the last couple of weeks and how he's gotten going now with our offensive line, with some of the continuity that we've had up front and being able to establish that two-dimensional threat in the running game.
This last week, In a game with the division title on the line, your defense stepped up in an enormous way. They allowed 53 total yards to the Jets, only 5 net passing yards. You allowed just 4 first downs. It was the fewest in the NFL since 2008. What can you say about the job Leslie has done with your defense this year?
He's done a great job. He really has. He's led that unit for a few years now, and the defensive staff, along with Leslie, do a great job of putting the players in position every week. This week will be another challenge for them and trying to stop a good Patriots offense.
All right, thanks, Coach. We'll catch up with you later in the show to get your final thoughts on your upcoming wild card matchup with the Patriots.
The Game Plan is presented by Energy Mark, the official energy supplier to the Buffalo Bills. Game Preview is presented by Independent Health. You deserve the red shirt treatment.
Maddie Glab here with your wild card weekend game preview. The Buffalo Bills and New England Patriots are lucky enough to be playing each other for a third time this season. So far, they're split with 1 win apiece. It'll be the first time in the Super Bowl era that the Bills draw the Patriots in the playoffs and the first time playing each other in the postseason since 1963. The Patriots finished the regular season in second place in the AFC East. Rookie quarterback Mac Jones totaled 22 touchdowns and 13 interceptions in his first season. The defense was New England's strength this season, finishing as the 4th best defense, allowing only 310.8 yards per game, and the 2nd best scoring defense, letting up just 17.8 points per game. The Bills wrap up their regular season breaking many records, including most first downs, most yards gained, most pass completions by Josh Allen, and point differential. Quarterback Josh Allen becomes the first player in NFL history with more than 4,000 passing yards and 750 rushing yards in a season. He also finishes the year with the 2nd most touchdowns with 42. The Bills' offense finishes off as the 5th best, averaging 382 yards per game, and 3rd, averaging 28.4 points per game. Buffalo's defense ends the regular season as the best in the NFL, both in total defense and scoring defense, by allowing just 272.8 yards per game and allowing only 17 points per game. The Patriots lead the series against the Bills with 77 wins and 46 losses. Buffalo has won the last 3 of 4. That's this week's game preview. Steve, back to you.
Thanks, Maddie. Coach, you're facing the Patriots for the 3rd time this season, and this time you've got your season on the line. What are the biggest challenges in facing a team 3 times in the same year?
Well, they certainly know us, and I hope we know them. So, you know, it's going to be a challenging game for us. I'm sure it'll be intense, and, you know, we're in a single elimination tournament now, so all things matter, and you got to do the things that lead to winning football.
No, you saw 2 different performances out of the rookie, Mac Jones. In the first game, he threw the ball 3 times. The second, he went 14 for 32 with 2 picks. What have you learned about Mac Jones in your 2 games against him?
Good player, young player, rookie quarterback, and this will be his first opportunity in the playoffs, and I'm sure he's looking forward to that. And, you know, so we've got to have a really good week of preparation and make sure we understand his strengths and try and do our best to minimize those strengths in the game Saturday night.
Thanks, Coach, and good luck this weekend against the Patriots. And to everyone at home, thanks for watching the Sean McDermott Show presented by Connors and Ferris. And as always, go Bills.
Final Thoughts is presented by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Buffalo Bills. Let's go places. The Sean McDermott Show is presented by Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. By Independent Health, you deserve the red shirt treatment. By Toyota, the official vehicle of the Buffalo Bills. Let's go places. By Kaleida, official healthcare system of the Buffalo Bills. And by ECMC. ECMC, bringing hope and healing to Western New York.